This is Jim Santel. Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our inaugural program, talking about in greater depth some of the issues we've chatted about during the course of the week. This morning we're talking about the very somber issue of firearms in America. Don't need to tell any of you about the impact that this issue, this concern has had upon quite literally lives and livelihoods, including here in Wisconsin, throughout the United States of America. Right before the break, we were chatting about what the Second Amendment does and does not mean. One of my frustrations is this complete synonymous understanding that the Supreme Court has said that the Second Amendment basically vests in everybody a right to own a firearm in the home and nothing more. That symmetry forgets the other piece of this, which is that the Supreme Court has also said that there's a right to conditions and limitations on transfer and to ownership and use and even manufacture of guns. And that's one of the reasons why regulations out there, which we'll chat about at the end of this hour, can in fact be imposed. We do have some callers calling in, and we encourage you to stay on the line. In the interest of moving to our next significant topic, I appreciate so much the callers calling in this morning. I'm going to move on to what's going to happen next in the Supreme Court, which is this case out of New York. I teased a little bit before the break. In 1911, believe it or not, in the New York State, the legislature enacted something called the Sullivan Act, and it made the issue of concealed carry permits at the discretion, the judgment call of local law enforcement. And the law states that to obtain a permit, the applicant, the resident, must demonstrate a specific need for self-protection that's distinguishable from that of the general community or of persons engaged in the same profession. That's a lot of lawyer stuff, right? A lot of legislative language there. But that was the law in the state of New York and remains the law to this time. So what happens? Well, again, to truncate this a little bit, over time, plainly, the various government entities in the state of New York follow that and are certifying or not certifying the private use and carry of weapons in the public domain beyond the home in the streets of New York. And eventually, two folks named Robert Nash and Brandon Cook, N-A-S-H and K-O-C-H. They're a part of a group called the New York Rifle and Pistol Association. They apply for a permit under the Sullivan Act, and New York State says, you know what, you can't have it. Nash, for example, sought a permit for handgun after a string of robberies in his neighborhood, but he was denied that right because he couldn't prove a need in the public domain for self-defense. And so as a result of that, Mr. Nash, Mr. Cook, and others, the Rifle and Pistol Association, say, you know what, we think in the wake of Heller, that it should be expanded to ensure that we've got that right beyond just our homes. We're going to go beyond that onto the streets of sidewalks of America. And so they challenge the New York law. And they challenge it on the basis that the judgments entered with respect to their applications were flawed, were not based upon a proper constitutional analysis, and that they, in fact, should have a right under the Constitution, apart from the New York authorization process, to own a firearm and to use it, to carry it, in an open and unadorned setting in the streets of New York and other places. And so that was the issue. Eventually, it comes up to the through the lower courts, and they appeal to the Second Circuit and an appellate court. They affirmed the dismissal of the case by the district court in August of 2020. And along the way, one of the superintendents for the New York State Police, his name was George Beach. He's replaced by a fellow named Corlett, ultimately by a fellow named Kevin Bruin in 2021. And Bruin was subsequently named as the defendant in this lawsuit brought by the New York Rifle and Pistol Association and by Nash and Cock. That's how we get case before the Supreme Court. Nash and Cook looking at all of those rights that they may or may not have coming up to the Supreme Court. And what does the Supreme Court do? Well, this is the case that is presently in front of the United States Supreme Court. And we know some things. We know some things about what the Supreme Court will likely do. It was argued by representatives of Cook and by Nash and the Pistol Association way back in November of this past year. And the question the Supreme Court decided to review was fairly limited. The question of whether the state's denial of the petitioners' applications for concealed carry licenses for self-defense violated the Second Amendment, okay? So the question is whether or not Heller, which we talked about in the first segment, the first portion of our time together this morning, whether that, in fact, should be extended to cases and situations beyond the home into the streets of America. The petitioners, the New York Pistol Association, represented by Paul Clement, who is actually from the state of Wisconsin, a former Solicitor General during the George Bush administration, he was arguing on behalf of the National Rifle Association that, in fact, there is a constitutional right to carry beyond the home, opposed by Barbara Underwood, serving as a Solicitor General for the state of New York, defending the law. And that argument back in November is going to be the subject of our discussion right after this next break. We're going to tell you about what the justices said. Gives us a very good sense of what they probably will be doing very shortly, probably in the next weeks, in the month of June, maybe into July and beyond. For the first time, again, in 14 years, telling us what the Second Amendment means, coming up right after the break here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM.
Take this message.